And so it begins, episode zero. But before we start, let me introduce myself. My name is Will, and I've had the horrible habit of creating things. That's in writing, podcasting, a little bit of singing. That's not too great, but the point still remains. Creating is in my blood. It's what moves me. And with all the books, podcasts, websites, journals that I take in daily, I've yet to see a sufficient place for dreamers across disciplines to collide, forming that special bond that's born out of the triumphant and oftentimes heartbreaking crush of the creative process. What does it mean to create? Who are the makers? Is creativity a means to an end, or an everlasting journey? Progress, some call it, but to those in the thick of it, it appears as a series of sand traps, drawing your body deeper with every step, but I digress. So that's why I've made Makers Make. Actors act, painters paint, singers sing. These makers, they make. We all have this within us, this infinite potential to make and to create. And for the most part, the only thing holding us back is ourselves. It's only execution that separates the talkers from the doers. Now, this being a podcast that celebrates doing, it should come as no surprise that we spend time understanding the makers make. What makes a maker? What makes her spend 2 hours in LA traffic for an audition against hundreds of equally talented actresses? Is it stupidity, or is it something else? What jolts him up from sleep, steadying his telefocus lens in hopes of catching the breathy gasp of dawn? Is it madness, or is it something else? What makes both of them escape the workers' rhythms, dispatching with their well-to-do 9-to-5s like the common sense they've been told lacking? Is it insanity, or is it passion? Are they not one and the same? Welcome to The Makers Make, a show that focuses on the ups and the downs of the creative process, the twists and turns, the hot flash of brilliance, the long droughts, and the unimaginable resilience of the human spirit. 36 hours ago, I had this little idea that I started to painfully execute on. I said I was going to bring this to life. There was no alternative. Yet, I'm terrified of failing. Again. So, I haven't slept a wink since. It's 36 hours later, and here I am, talking to you. Like I said, everyone has the potential to make, whether it be good, bad, or somewhere in between. Welcome. Welcome home.